5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
No doubt you had fun. Stay well, Jeff.
Put moron number two on the phone.
In other words, I don't want anything to do with you.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. Beautiful day, by the way. 28 degrees, can you believe it? The last throws of summer coming at us. And I'll tell you what, we got fat, beautiful show. Chris Golding.
Oh, yes, please.
And he is, of course, chatting about Melbourne United, who are on a mini tear going beautifully. And then Idiot File back by popular demand. Yes. And chock-a-block full of real funny stuff, courtesy of you. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Guess what I've done today, this beautiful day down here in... Well, I went hiking. I went for a hike.
Put on the
backpack and went up the Yu Yangs.
You hiked nowhere.
No way.
You hiked from your joint to the creamy. That's how far you hiked.
Which is, I counted them the other day, 52 steps.
Yeah, with a pair of thongs on heavies, or as they call them in New Zealand, jandals.
Jandals. Good to see you, and good to see Rabsy there too.
The regular full forward of the Adelaide Crow, Billy.
Robert Walls.
In the Navy was a hit song for the... Billy.
For the Robert Walls.
For which NBL team does Andrew Gaze? Billy.
Robert Walls.
So which consonant is silent in the word rhubarb? Billy.
Robert Walls.
You can't Billy,
go with that.
What are you doing?
Well, it's not me. It's unfair editing.
Oh, is that what it is?
In the industry.
Is that what it is, yeah.
Big game tonight. Looking forward to tonight's game. I know we'll talk about it later, Jim. Sydney take on Essendon at the small SCG. It'll be a shootout
you keep
there.
Keep talking about how the size of that ground. It's been the same size since Don Bradman was around.
No, oh, thank you, Jim. But Buddy is back. You know who's back? You know who's back for Essendon, Jim?
Who?
Hyson Deppel.
Oh, no.
Tyson Deppel. Yes. No,
come on,
Bluey. You're better than that, Bluey. You got to be better than that.
Oh, no.
There's only one man who can survive in this business unable to speak. Greg Blewett on the boundary.
Yeah, for those that have just joined us, Todd Marshall out late with a bad back. In came Georgiadis and Tyson Deppel, sorry.
Come on, Bluey. Also, a couple of first games at Richmond. We love this when the kid, he gets in the office and he rings his mum or his dad.
Now, what about mum?
Well, this is Ryan Mansell. Ryan Mansell playing his first game for the Tigers, Jim. And he rings mum, who's, fair to say, got a potty mouth.
What time's your flight to Melbourne again tomorrow?
I think the flight's actually at 11:50.
Yeah, well, you better cancel it, because I'm playing my first game.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm...
Yeah. Oh, my God!
Yeah, so I'm playing the Power at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. Yeah, nice.
Holy
Come on, Mum.
Oh, come
Mind
on,
you,
Mum.
To be fair to Mum and Dad, I don't know they're being recorded. Tight. So it's just a natural reaction. Poor old Mum. She doesn't know anyone's running a tape over it. She's just lost for words, Fat.
I know. And there is another first game at Will Martin. Oh, Mick.
Oh, no.
He's playing his first. Will he get... I hope he doesn't get the nickname Mick.
Oh, come on, Mick. Speaking about old school defenders.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Did Mick make you earn it?
Oh, did he? What?
Crumbs.
And he come 15 seconds late, Jim. Didn't mean it.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Sydney. Oh, yes. Gee, they're an exciting team. Mm. Guess what? Three of the Signets have signed on, Jim. Nick, the Signets, young Swans.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Yeah, going.
Well, you didn't get that.
A bit of nature about your commentary.
Dr. Harry Cooper style.
Yeah, that's it.
So if they were geese.
David Attenborough.
So if they were geese, Jim, what would they be?
Goslets.
Goslings. Yeah, get that right.
Yeah.
But James Rowbottom, we haven't seen much of him. Brian's cousin.
Not much, no.
Chaddy Warner.
Even nephew, yep. Yeah, Chad Warner.
He signed up.
Rising Nick, star, nom. Yep.
And Nick Blakey, who we've forgotten about a bit with all these other young kids. He signed on.
Got the shoulders like an Excalibur cricket bat. Remember those?
I've got one at home.
Cut off them.
I got one of those at home, Jimmy.
Newbury.
Boy.
It was the Newbury Excalibur.
Like a coat hanger, to be honest.
Shoulderless bat.
The NRL, Jimmy. Harry Grant our man.
Rugby League.
Melbourne Storm take on the Bulldogs Saturday up there in Stadium Australia. Yep. But Harry Grant has been named in the 21-man squad. We want him back. Yes, I'm sure. I haven't gone off half-cocked. But I tell you what, there's trouble in the NRL land, Jim.
Well, now, what is this? Explain this story to me.
Well, the South Sydney mascot is Reggie the Rabbit. Okay,
Rabbit, they're the Rabbitohs, of course. That's Russ Crowe's mob.
Yep. Crowe, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Reggie the Rabbit was out on the ground, and he got abused. He got roughed up by the Bulldogs fans, and there's a inquiry into it now. Oh. Poor old Reggie wasn't happy.
No,
got belted around the ears. Poor old Reggie.
Doing his best.
Sal's had a good win, so I don't think the Bulldogs fans were that happy, Jim.
No,
so
they weren't happy.
They roughed him up a bit. The Masters, we've spoken about that, but I tell you, there's money for Cam Smith, Jim. I should get on him.
Yep, there should be two. Victor Hovland is my smoky in there, by the way. I'm just going to throw him in.
Who? What's his name?
Victor Hovland, very good player.
Not Coke Rack?
No, not as much Coke Rack. Victor Hovland. Sams, by the way. What happened to him?
Playing the IPL. Well, he's over there. He's in India, Jim, and he gets to India. He's playing in the IPL, and he tests negative when he gets there on arrival at the team hotel. But somehow, 4 days later, tests positive.
What?
So he's in India for 4 days, and he tests positive to COVID. Jeez. So that is interesting.
Yes.
So I don't know what happens there. Does he get sent home, or he's got to stay in the hotel,
I
suppose?
You have to quarantine, I guess. Royal Chargers Bangalore. He plays with Maxi, Dan Christian. Just the money man, of course. Adam Zampa, Kane Richardson's side full of Aussies.
It is. Punter, he's coaching again over there, isn't he?
Yes, Mumbai Indians is his mob. Delhi Capitals is his mob. They cut in the final last year and then got beaten by the Indians, who were unbelievable during that tournament. But good watching. It'll be fat. It's an incredible tournament. And they'll play at that new ground that has 120,000 capacity.
No.
120,000 people can get in there, so that will be worth watching for that alone.
Bigger than the MCG.
It's unbelievable. 120,000.
Jeez. I haven't heard of that. All right. That's about all I've got. See Goldie there. He wants to come in.
He does. He's ready for us, Goldie. And as I said, they are going bananas, the United. So we better get around our man.
Bill's idiot file to come later on in the show as well. But Chris Goulding up next from Melbourne United. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Melbourne United have a massive game on Saturday night versus the New Zealand Breakers, so we've got to get our man into the studio.
After a strong surge, Melbourne United now sits second on the NBL ladder.
Melbourne have roared back to life. They've won their last five games.
And this man is doing it all. Shooting threes.
Goulding shakes the defense and drains the three ball.
Dishing dimes.
Oh boy, Goulding with a punch.
And even throwing down dunks.
Goulding got up.
Hello.
As United prepare to take on the New Zealand Breakers on Saturday.
New Zealand, hey, bro.
Please welcome Chris Goulding.
The gold man. Welcome to you.
What an intro.
How good.
I was watching the other night, Jim, and he actually got above the ring.
What is with the dunking? Because we had Gazy in, of course. We dragged him off the street here. He's walking up and down saying hello to people. And he was saying that there was was it for the Good Friday appeal, $1,000 for a dunk or something like that? $2,000.
$2,000 a dunk, it was.
$2,000 a dunk. And so we got him to wander through the United lineup to see who would be making all that money for the Good Friday appeal. And I said, well, not our man.
No.
And he said, wash your mouth out. Goldman got up and nailed one.
He did.
Yes, I've turned back the clock a little bit. I think it's been 3.5 years before this year that I got a dunk. So I got a few to make up. Two so far this year. Winding back the clock, boys.
No, well done. You're on fire. 294 games, I reckon it is, Goldie, with yourself. You get the 300. How many have played 300 games? A lot.
I don't know how many, but I've definitely played more than 300 because I did that last year.
Yeah. Bill, Jim, do your homework.
You get it right, Bill. At one of our own.
Bill.
You are.
Five in a row, Goldie. You're flying, you blokes. But I see you had a sit down the other day with an ankle. What's going on there? That hasn't come back, has it?
No, I'm all good. Doing the ice every 2 hours. But I trained today. Just a little tweak of the ankle. They're so loose, I sometimes roll my ankle at Coles. So. all good. I'll be ready to roll on Saturday night against New Zealand.
Yeah, big game that, Jim.
For that, John Cain Arena, tickertech.com.au. Am I reading this correctly, the bit of paper I got in front of me?
What?
Do you back up and play again Monday?
Yep. We do against the Bullets.
Yep. Righto. Same. And that's adult. If you go as an adult, you get your young bloke in or young lady in free.
Yep.
You just got to get onto the Melbourne United website, tickertech.com.au. So that's a great offer. So that doesn't give you a lot of recovery time.
No.
No, we've been doing that a bit lately. We have sort of 4 or 5 days in between rounds, and then they slam us with a back-to-back or a one-day break. You know, we're playing a bit of an extended season this year, so they're jamming in those games. But we don't mind that. We don't mind that because it's less training. It's pretty good.
Talking to Chris Golding over well over 300 games. Now tell us, Golding, why are Perth so good?
Oh, it's the million-dollar question. They've, you know, they've had a core group of guys there for a long time. Their coach has been there for a long time. They've got one of the best, if not the best, imports in the league in Bryce Cotton.
Is he going to be an Aussie?
Yeah, I've heard reports that he's put in for his citizenship. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But consistently, very, very good. I think they've made the finals or the playoffs over 30 years in a row. So in any sport, all over the world, that's amazing.
So the United second on the ladder, of course. Yep. And I always say, Bill, that you know when a franchise really starts rolling, it means that they've got the right people in the right places, right up to the very top.
Like North Melbourne.
So when North Melbourne back in the day, you know, you get Goldie knows this, you get the president right, and you know, everything just flows. So that's why it's got us buggered how the United are going as well as they are, because Hutchie couldn't draw you a basketball. Does he wander in there every now and then, Goldie, and try and tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing?
I've only received some shooting tips a few times from the fella, but he keeps it. He's very much a supporter of ours on game day. Us players, we don't see what goes on in the boardroom, but he's there almost every game supporting us beautifully well. And now we love Hutchie. We're big fans of Hutchie down at Melbourne United.
How many seats does he quarantine courtside, please? What does he just cordon off?
Well, he's got his nice little row. He only takes up one. I don't know what you're getting at there, Jim. But,
he's got Claire next to him.
Yes.
In love.
And little Nicky as well. He brings along Nicky as well. So.
Oh, good.
Well, full entourage.
I know. Hey, what's going on with the Boomer squad? Where are we at with that, Goldie, now?
So there's a squad of about 20 to 24 guys, and we're just playing our trade, trying to show the big man Gorge whether we're worthy or not. And at the end of the NBL and NBA season, he'll narrow it down. So I think he's just going to pick his team, and then they'll go into camp as opposed to you know, previous campaigns where you go into a selection camp and then find out if you're in. So a little bit different this year because of COVID.
Now, the two things you're passionate about, we're only going to discuss one of them.
What's that?
The Masters is coming up. He loves his golf.
What about footy, Jim?
No, leave footy aside just for a second. Shut up, Rabbit. So, Gold Man, like you, myself and everyone else who loves the great game of golf, we're heading to Augusta this week for one of the great weeks.
It's so good because I've got a four-month-old baby who wakes up early. So here's my excuse. I'll take the baby. Yeah. I'll get the Browning points. I'll get in the good books. I'll just be out on the couch watching Adam Scott. Masters.
Let's hope so. Jeez, it'd be good to see him win again. I love Adam Scott. He's playing with Big Bryson, the big bomber.
Jeepers. Doesn't he hit it?
Do you see him in practice?
Looks a bit like you, Bill.
He does, actually. Well, body's not dissimilar to yours.
But in practice, he was just hitting him as hard as he could, and a bloke would put a ball straight away and he'd go again. Yep. I reckon he had 100 goes at it, wasn't he? He's gone mad. Anyway, that's a statement. how is Genevieve? How is Genevieve going? And Molly, of course, your lovely wife.
Yes, they're fantastic. Molly's amazing. Genevieve's a beautiful little girl, so we're very happy as a family.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Exactly what you want. And then what have we got? We've got to touch on it. What about our Kangaroos, Gold Man? Jesus, when are we going to get some joy there?
Oh, good Lord. I was running around all preseason. We're not going to finish that. The narrative's quickly changed. We'll win a game. So in 2 weeks' time, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, boys. I don't know.
All right. Well,
Jock Landale, I want to ask you about. And he's come from nowhere, really. And that's just an absolute star.
Yeah, he's a big-time player. Oftentimes, we don't, you know, the general public don't follow what's going on in the European leagues of basketball, but he's put a couple of really good years together over there, and we've seen him on soil, which us at Melbourne United are very thankful for.
Oh, matey, good player from Deniliquin, Jim, a country boy. But three more rounds to go until the finals, and five in a row. So just coming good at the right time, Goldie.
Ticketek.com.au for your tickets for John Cain Arena. That's coming up Saturday against the Breakers. And then Monday, as I said, buy one adult, get one young bloke or girl in free for the school holiday special. Melbourne United website, ticketek.com.au for the game against the Bullets on Monday night. Goldie, very proud of how you're going, mate. Keep it going.
Thanks, boys. Good to chat to you.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill's.
Meow.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. And straight after us, JB, live from the SCG, it's Sydney versus Essendon. Going to be a great game.
Oh, and when we looked at the fixture start of the year, Fat, we didn't have this penciled in as the game of the round, or one of them anyway. So credit to both clubs who have got themselves rolling, especially Sydney. Essendon, a slowish start and then got going on the weekend. But I tell you how I judge, well, one of the ways you judge whether a team and a club are going well, Fat, is who you can leave out. And if you look at the Swans, Will Haywood, I've had as a very, very promising young footballer now for a long time. He can't get a game.
Spot on.
Sinclair has played some really good football as a big man for Sydney. He can't get a game. Old Reggie Hickey's keeping him out. Our man Davies Aharakis can't get in for the Bombers.
And he's going up. I think he's flying up. He's going to be the medical sub, Jim. But you're right. You're spot on. And well done to Essendon. They kicked 22 goals last week, Jimmy boy. They were on fire. Big 2 metre Peters on fire. Parrish finally gets a bit of time in the middle now because there's been some injuries.
Yep.
McGrath's a good player. And I'll tell you what, I know Sydney have got some good young kids, but that Nick Cox, 200 centimetres, 202 centimetres, plays on the wing. He is going to be a star, Jimmy boy.
You talk about Parrish, and you know, great to see him rolling. Sometimes it helps when you play a player in this part of the ground that he plays best.
That's right.
And Parrish is an on-baller. So they've spat him out for obvious reasons to all other parts of the ground, and he's been a very effective AFL footballer. But once you put him onto the ball, he plays really well, and everyone goes, "How well's Darcy Parrish going?" I'm like, "Well, of course he is."
Funny that. Hey, what about Hooksy too? He kicked five last week. Like, you know, he can play down back. He plays forward. He's been a very good player. But if you ask the Essendon people, they'll tell you Ridley is obviously one of the best and fairest last year. But they reckon he's been the best player for the first three rounds. And he kind of goes under noticed a bit, poor old Riddles down there. So well done to them. Very good win. Truck would have loved that last week, but they're coming up against a very good side who are flying. They're full of confidence. And all of a sudden, as we said before, with these young kids, you don't talk about Blakey, who's a star, or Florent, who's a very good player.
Yeah, bloody oath. And Mills is just emerging again as an on-baller after playing a lot of footy back. Isaac Heaney.
Dawson.
They're young group and helped. I don't give a stuff what anyone says. They're helped by the fact that they get access to talent that no one else does. Bill, that's just a fact. That's not a bleeding heart. That's just a fact.
So
Geelong don't. North Melbourne don't.
So could Brisbane or someone being in Brisbane, can they do that? Could they have their own academy or not?
Brisbane don't have 6 million people in their city. So, I mean, as I say, all Swans fans, whenever you discuss this, get you know, a head of steam up. But it's a fact, Bill. Geelong don't have their own academy that they can pick their own kids from, neither do North. So they do get a very good look at these young kids, and they are playing very well. But I love the way they're playing. They've been dour before. They've been a hard watch, Sydney, for a while. They tend to park the bus. But at the moment, Bill, they are thrusting the ball quickly forward and hitting the scoreboard. Buddy is, of course, as exciting a player as any of us have seen, probably. So credit to them. And they could be 4-0. So could Melbourne. Who would have thought that?
Who would have thought? And that's credit to John Longmire too, hasn't he? He sat back and said, "Hey, I've got a good, exciting team here." And also your mate that's gone up there as assistant coach, Jimmy Boy. I think he's been pretty good for him.
Oh, Don Pike.
Don Pike, the Pike.
Exceptional. Now, while we speak about the small SCG, how'd you go up there?
Oh, I kicked 11 there one day, Jim.
Actually, amazingly, we've got champion data to dive back into it, Rabbits Bartholomew.
Yes.
Bill's record at the small SCG playing for the Cats.
Where you can kick goals from 70.
Playing for the Cats.
No, well, it's not a great spot for a centre forward.
Nine goals from nine games. The worst goal per ground average anywhere.
Well, Jim, I kicked 11 one day in the twos.
No, I don't give a stuff about the twos. Nine goals from nine games at the SCG for you.
Well, Ablett was the main man. We know that.
Really?
So it was very difficult. Very difficult to get. Actually, I nearly kicked one for Sydney one day when they got home and won. Remember, I kicked across ground and David. That's it. And David Bolton got it and kicked the winning goal.
Sandals Roberts. Oh, Brownless. Shocking kick. Shocking kick.
Ablett kicked 14 one game at the SCG.
Oh, well, and we probably kicked 16 between us. No, who knows?
Would have been 15.
Would have been 15. You would have kicked your one. Now, all right, so who wins? Sydney, Essendon tonight at the SCG?
You got to go with Sydney. You got to go with Sydney at the G with Buddy back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this game. If it's if it's set fair, don't know what the weather's like up there, but if it's a nice night, Bill, oh, my word, it could be pinging around everywhere.
It will. Could be pissing down up there too in Sydney. Well, can that get some rain?
Yeah, it can, but if it's not, Bill, we might just see one of those old-fashioned shootouts like you used to play in where the Cats had kicked 36 goals. And you'd kick three of them.
Well, you can listen to the game straight after us live from the SCG. Sydney versus Essendon. Bill's joke still to come, but up next, Jim, Bill's idiot file. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw. And Billy Brownless.
Yes.
You are on thin ice, Rabbits Bartholomew. Now,
yes.
Fat.
Yes, please.
We get lots of requests for everything on this show, but I think the thing, though, not really that jokes, but I think the thing people enjoy more than anything else is the idiot file. And we can, Maddie does a magnificent job of putting him together, Maddie Haywood, the genius out of the booth. And he says to me regularly, we could do one of these every day.
No,
and they'd go for about 6 minutes.
I've never heard him say that.
No, because he doesn't say it to you, he says it to me. Oh. But what we say to him, Maddie, that would be funny but cruel. So we can't do one every day, but we can do one every week or so.
Yes.
And so, back by popular demand, the idiot file.
Jim, you just heard it then. The Brownless Hour.
What? No,
6 weeks of Rush Hour Gold there has been. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. And another one who passed away is one of your favourites, Jim, in the square ring.
Square circle. Second most downloaded thing in the history of the show.
Of the Rush Hour.
We're in our 11th year.
11th? Hard to say that.
Not really.
Like, wrinkliest. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thinking thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no.
The plot thickens.
Plot thickens.
We'll cut that out. Quick one, the supercars at Sandown, 500. Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim?
Yes.
I'll just quickly have a look at Richmond and Carlton, course. So coming up, two changes. Basho Hooley's out, and so is Pickett.
Marlon. He might be the injury sub, do you think?
Well, he's certainly there. They pick one of the four emergencies, and he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
What, Marbio? He's there.
Marbio.
He's there
Chol.
Also. So Chol.
Yes.
I'll tell you who is down for
Marbio Choi.
Choi. I'll tell you who.
It's Chol.
Yes, Jimmy boy. There was such a huge response to my bake. Mm. We're going to replay it. And I'll kick some.
Oh, no.
I'll what kick someone. I'll kickstart. And guess what happened, Jim? He failed, this is the husband, to notice that his wife's hospital gown was still up around her waist, leaving everything below to on show. So, Jim, do you know what their nickname is? Like we have the dolphins and the sharks and the stingers. Do you know what their nickname is for the surfing team, Jim?
No.
Neither do I.
I think you do.
No.
Go on, give it a crack.
Well, this is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangagis.
Go one more time.
Arukangagis.
Iriganji.
Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji. Headline stories.
What's that one say?
Excess.
Excess.
Oh,
you can always go one too many.
Don't, mate. You knew I'd stuff that up.
Yeah, I did.
Silly four-eyed. Guess what? There's only one other Errol that has played AFL VFL footy.
In the history of the comp?
In the history of the game, Jim. One other. Errol Hutchinson, 1958.
Errol.
But they need someone.
There.
Yes, they need someone up forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got there.
He nearly stuffed it up.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
What did you say?
A Dale Cop. Thomas Cup. Just on big games, tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night.
Yep.
Which is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
Yeah. You'd have to ask them, Jim. I don't know why.
No one who is sane would do it.
The aircon.
Oh, in their own chariot.
They're worried about what comes through.
What, they'll get COVID out of their
COVID
own air conditioning.
Out of their air con.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to wear a mask, so good luck to those. See what's happening in the Suez Canal?
Oh, no.
Suez Canal? Suez Canal?
Which one?
The little canal where the big boats go down, Tim. Big ships, container ships.
Even with you,
there's a traffic
getting
jam.
It wrong four times. So I know.
A big container ship.
Yes.
G'day, it's Billy Brownless. During the week on Rush Hour's trip, Triple M's Rush Hour, the missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, "Here's to toast." No, here's the bread. Oh, no. Number five, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, legend.
Do you know him?
Yes, the actor.
Brilliant. Star Trek, isn't he?
Do you know
Star
him?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Doctor Who and things
Star
like that.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. And do you know he? Yeah.
Do you know him?
Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. We've met him, and he's a lovely, lovely fella, Hitch.
Spot on?
What did spot you say?
Something like
what
that.
The hell was that?
Spot on. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce. Oh, Jim, it's all a bit of laugh, bit of fun. It's all about the bants.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But it's only one way. There's no bants in it.
Well,
I could stuffing stuff up.
I could find some of yours.
No, you couldn't.
Hey, guess Peter Hitchener, who's okay, fine now and
Brilliant.
Everything. But guess Chompers. Who's doing the news this week?
Who?
Tony.
I told you. He's trying to act as if he's on holiday down at Indented Head or wherever the hell he is.
Number two
he
is doing
He was
it.
Never, ever going to allow that, the Chompers. Ooh. He got straight into the Toyota and straight up the freeway and into the makeup chair.
He did.
Hey, the joke, tomorrow or today?
Coming up next.
Oh, coming up next. Right. Yes. Sponsored by Flex Motorsport.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Who
Transform your pride and joy into a unique beast.
Ooh.
Whether it's exterior, interior, or performance.
Ooh.
Flex Motorsport, make sure your ride ends up putting a smile on your face every time. Flexmotorsport.com.au. That's Carl Philippou.
Ooh, Carl.
He's the man from Flex.
Philippou.
I'd love to be able to get on board and sponsor Bin's joke.
I was in the pub the other day. Bloke comes up and goes, "How you going, Bin's?"
That's it. That's what you're known as.
Well, Bin's.
I like it.
Oh, right. Flex.
So make sure for Flex that it works.
It is.
It's coming up next on the Rush
Hour.
Right,
thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Thanks, chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay, thanks for that.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Listen live and free anywhere you want on the brand new listener app. Stick around on Triple M because Sydney versus Essendon straight after us, JB.
Hey, and tomorrow, the Friday podcast, very funny man, Amos Gill.
Yes.
Gilly, as he prefers to be known.
Yes.
He's part of the Friday podcast. He's playing here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and he rips into Fat.
Yes.
Which I love.
Poor Fat.
Yeah, now, Fat.
We've got a list of top 10 AFL players from Victoria as well.
Country
Victoria that you're going to go through.
Well, we went through that because Fat wasn't in it. And then right at the end, Fat said, "Well, I was from New South Wales."
Which I was.
So what we're going to do is next Friday, we're going to have a look at the top 10 from New South Wales.
Yes.
Because Fat doesn't get into that either.
Yes, it'll be me and Horse and Carey. Hey, who's commentating the game for Triple M up there in Sydney, please?
Right.
Liam Flanagan, Brad Seymour, Troy Luff, and Emma Freeman on the boundary.
Still here, Luffy.
All right, so Fat, something humorous to finish a really disappointing joke week off.
Yeah. End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, I've gone back in time for you, Jimmy, this one.
In other words, okay. One you've done before.
No, right. Like in history.
Right.
My cave woman girlfriend dumped me, Jim. I should have seen the writing on the wall.
Oh, no.
You know what we used to do on a Friday night, me and my cave woman girlfriend? We'd go out clubbing.
Oh, my God. Is that courtesy of Flex Motorsport?
It is.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Carlos Philippou.
Come on, Philippou.
I would love to be able to get on board as a sponsor of Bin's joke.
Right.
That one deserves to be in the bin. Flex Motorsport, of course.
What's he do, Jim, under the hood?
Exterior, interior, performance. Make sure your ride puts a smile on your face. Flexmotorsport.com.au. We appreciate Carl
Selwood. Well, those jokes won't put a smile on his face.
No, it won't.
Shackle pins.
Get better jokes, Fat.
They're good. They're good. Well done, Bill. You've had a good week.
It's a long walk from your office to the front bar.
52 steps.
Hike around the Yu Yangs.
Geez, that was
a waste of energy.